You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Greece today called for sanctions to be imposed on European Union states that refuse to take in their share of refugees. Hundreds of thousands of those who are flowing into the continent are trapped within the nation on the border. The Greek Prime Minister also demanded that procedures for relocating refugees should be drastically speeded up. Meanwhile, humanitarian organisations, including Caritas Hellas, are struggling to respond to the emergency posed by exhausted families in need of everything from food and water to clothes, toilets, showers and shelter. The fact that the dire humanitarian situation is playing out as EU leaders continue to disagree on possible solutions is unacceptable, says Paolo Bicigato, vice director of Caritas Italiana, which is supporting the work of the local Caritas offices in Greece, Macedonia and Serbia.
The internal conflicts between member states of the European Union who cannot really manage this situation in a coordinated way is falling on the shoulders of these people whose fault is just to be in need, because we really are aware that they are asking only for peace in their land. They would be very grateful to go back to their land, and we don't consider really the causes, the means and the targets of their movement. This is a kind of exodus. And we really cannot accept the idea that they are not considered as people with their dignity and with their rights.
Meantime, they're in the throes of an enormous humanitarian crisis. They need everything. What is Caritas Italiana providing?
We are really backing and supporting Caritas Greece and Caritas Macedonia, Caritas Serbia, together with a network, with people there, with the human resources, and also financially, since the very beginning, because we started with this kind of twinning program between our diocese and the local parishes and dioceses. Since the period of the crisis in Greece, the financial crisis, so we started also from the grassroots, being there with them, with the volunteers and also with the experts, and we are trying to do our best, but of course it's just a drop, it's just, you know, a minimum compared to the needs of these people.
Pope Francis has repeatedly called for mercy, but he's also called for political action. What would you like to see happen?
Well, we are aware that in Europe we have huge demographic problems. I mean, especially, for example, in Italy, we have so many villages who are almost completely empty. The people are going elsewhere, and in a certain way we would need people willing to stay with us. If we are able to program, to plan politically their presence, that would be a benefit also for us. So, first of all, solidarity for these people who do not have any fault, first of all. But secondly, we are also in the situation that welcoming them in a proper way, politically planned and with a looming something positive for everybody. We are seeing that there is a possibility them also to be helping us, our societies, who are in a certain way older and older. So in a certain way, it's very clear that if we have a leadership, a political leadership of a very high level, they would be strategically thinking that this is not a problem, this is an opportunity for Italy and for Europe.
But it also seems to point to the fact that EU laws that are regulating the movement of these people need to be changed.
Yeah, radically. I mean, this is exactly what the Pope is asking for, and of course we are stressing every day, and we totally agree that even the humanitarian situation and the human rights that they have to be provided, the borders that in a certain way do not allow a coordinated approach, I mean, these are situations that have to be faced.
Refugees, protagonists in a way of this year of mercy?
Of course. This is a sign of the times. And they are here with us, they are brothers and sisters, they are families. They need our mercy, we need the mercy of God, and we need their mercy, because looking at them, we are looking at our Lord.
That was Paolo Bicigato, Vice Director of Caritas Italiana.